We've got Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press ready to deconstruct a very busy late Sunday here in Big Ten basketball. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. In the end, MSU was relying on Michigan in the Indiana game to improve our fortunes. There was a ton of drama at the end, but it was not to be. Let's recap yesterday. First of all, what did you make of our outing against Northwestern?
Well, it was clear in the building and on the court that there was a severe lack of energy. And I'm not sure exactly at what moment the Michigan State players found out about the Michigan score, but it was 22-9 Michigan State at one point. And soon after that, it just seemed like, the air was let out. I mean, Derek Nix said in the huddle that Tom Izzo, you got to help me out here, because he was, distraught when he found out Michigan had lost. I mean, these guys really hoped that Michigan would win and that they would be playing for a championship. So it took Izzo, kind of a fiery halftime speech, sort of the same speech I think that he gave at the end of the game, which was, we don't need anything from anyone. And, of course, it was a very fiery speech, got the crowd fired up afterward. And that's kind of what he tried at the half to, get his team to start playing again. And, it was a tie game with 5 minutes and change left to go, which was very surprising.
How often is the team in these extraordinary circumstances? They find out during a game that another critical game has turned against them. That can't happen too often, can it?
I cannot recall a situation exactly like this. There have certainly been days. A year ago was sort of the reverse, with Michigan rooting for Ohio State to win at Michigan State, which did happen. And, of course, that allowed all three teams to have the title. Ohio State and Michigan were able to share it with Michigan State. I can't remember a situation where another game was sort of just ending as, a team was starting its game and, players are sort of finding out. Of course you're going to find out. Everyone has phones. It was never announced in the arena, but apparently Russell Byrd told some of his teammates. He heard it from someone in the crowd, and of course it spread through the locker room. So, I can't remember a situation exactly like this.
And the Michigan-Indiana contest, what do you take away from that?
Well, I wish I could have seen the end, but I had to cover the Michigan State game.
Right.
So I'm following along on GameCast, and of course I saw the highlights later, but I was stunned, of course. Michigan's up 5 with 40 seconds to go, and it's like, well, it's over. This is going to be for a banner. All of a sudden it's like, oh, there's a miss. Missed free throw. Pretty amazing. I mean, really a lot like Indiana's win at Michigan State back on February 19th. Michigan State had a chance at the free throw line to put that game away and didn't. And same thing with Michigan yesterday. Michigan's two best players, Trey Burke and Tim Hardaway Jr., both miss 1-1 free throw opportunities, allowing that to happen. Of course, sure you saw the end, the amazing, ball hanging on the rim and falling off. So, Indiana earned that Big Ten championship by winning at Michigan, at Ohio State, and at Michigan State.
And how do you assess Michigan State here on the threshold of the Big Ten tournament?
Well, I would not use yesterday as any sort of gauge for how this team is playing or going to play. I really think that was an emotionally difficult situation. I think this team has a chance to do very well in the postseason if everything comes together. Travis Trice getting back now and playing more is good for this team. I think there's enough depth now up front and on the perimeter to be able to handle a weekend like what may happen here in Chicago if the Spartans win multiple games. I think they've got enough depth to get through that. And I think this team has a real chance to be Izzo's seventh Final Four team. And when you look around college basketball, there really is not a dominant team. So I look at Michigan State as having just about as good a chance as anyone to win a national championship.
And the Spartans now face the winner of the Iowa-Northwestern game on Friday night, as I recall. Your column today is a look back on the Big Ten regular season. What is your – tell us about your overview.
Well, I think it's – I don't want to – people debate best eras. Some say, the late 80s was the best time for the Big Ten. And, of course, Magic Johnson a couple weeks ago said, well, it's as good as it was since my time. Everyone says their time was the best. But I think this is the best Big Ten season I've ever seen. when you think about Michigan having its best team in 20 years and it's the 5 seed and doesn't even get a bye on the first day, think about Illinois and Minnesota are the 8 and 9, and they are going to play, they were both top 10 teams this year, and they're both almost for sure going to the NCAA tournament. So it was an amazing year. It really lived up to the hype. We'll see if the Big Ten can live up to the hype in the postseason and live up to its reputation, but it never disappointed all year. Every week there were great games, upsets, and just great teams going at each other.
The conference learns the Big Ten Player of the Year tonight, the Coach of the Year. Who do you like for Player of the Year?
Well, that was tough. I mean, we had to have our votes in by 9 last night, and of course, I'm voting while covering the Michigan State game. I think, and it was tough, and I did wait all the way to the end. But Victor Oladipo, to me, because he might be the most impactful defensive player in the country, I favor him. And it's tough because Trey Burke was just terrific all year. It's hard to blame Trey Burke, one loss and that cost him. I don't think it's that simple. It's a whole body of work. I saw Victor Oladipo really beat Michigan State twice, almost on his own. I mean, he was by far the biggest factor in both of those games. But it's a great debate because offensively, Trey Burke has probably been as efficient and consistent as anyone in the country. So if either of them won Big Ten and or National Player of the Year, and I do think they're the top candidates for both awards, it's not a bad pick.
And Coach of the Year?
That is extremely difficult. I mean, Tom Crean, his team won it outright. So, you could look at him, but their expectations were there. They were preseason number one. Tom Izzo did not have expectations like that, and his team, to me, overachieved relative to expectations. Thad Mata of Ohio State, also, a very good choice. Bo Ryan of Wisconsin, the injuries, and then still finishing in the top four. That is absolutely tough to call. I'm guessing it will be Crean because of the outright title.
Joe Rexrode is with the Detroit Free Press. You also see his work in the Lansing State Journal. Joe, thank you, and we'll talk again Friday.
Sounds good, Mark. Thank you.